It is running an amateur snapshot contest. $25 daily for the most interesting picture. And guess what little pixie is looking for his brownie? As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
You seen it anyplace, Molly?
Seen what?
My camera. That little German anthrax with the F-36 asthmatic lens.
Asthmatic is right. You've certainly taken some breathless pictures with that.
Don't knock it, kiddo. Don't knock it. That little anthrax is a foolproof camera.
That's what Dr. Gamble said about it.
He did?
Yes. He said if you think you can take pictures with that thing, it's proof you're a fool. You know, dearie, I've never really understood the principle of photography.
Well, you see, dear, the word photography is from the three ancient Greek words.
Oh?
Pho, meaning enemy, to, meaning part of the foot, and graft, meaning to put on new skin. Hence, to put new skin on your enemy's foot.
Well, what's that got to do with photography?
Nothing. But the ancient Greeks didn't have cameras, so it naturally don't make any sense. Have you seen it anyplace?
Seen what?
My camera. My little German anthrax.
Oh, the one you won for only $32 on the Elks Club punch board?
Yes.
The one that no matter what you aim it at, it always takes pictures of people without any head?
That's the drugstore does that when they develop them. I'll bet you Kramer's drugstore back room is full of people's heads that he cut off of my picture. You want to look in the hall closet for my camera?
Not till I've looked every place else.
Well, as soon as you find it, I'm going downtown to take some pictures that by George a better win this.
Hold it, Ouija. Company, come in. Hello, Mr. Oldtimer. Do come in.
Hi, Oldtimer.
Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. Hey, did you read where the government is going to cut down on income taxes?
No.
Where?
You said it, kids. Nowhere.
I may have to pay a little more taxes this year myself, Oldtimer. I'm going downtown after a while and take a few prize-winning pictures for the Gazette. For dough.
If he can find his camera, that is.
Well, photography is very interesting stuff, kids. Took a group picture of my girlfriend, Bessie, once.
Oh.
She's a big girl, Bessie is.
How is Bessie these days?
Oh, Bessie's just the same, daughter. Cuter than a bug's ear and just about as much fun to be with. I was over to her house last night.
You were?
We had us a big argument about all the gunk she puts on her face.
Huh?
Powder and stuff.
Makeup?
She wants to, but I'm still mad. That Bessie, so persistent, keeps harping on things. I call her my little three-horse parlay.
Three-horse parlay?
Yep. Nag, nag, nag.
Well, if she's a nag now, don't let her get a halter on you and lead you down the bridle path.
That's pretty good, daughter, but that ain't the way it was recently recounted to me.
Oh, sure.
The way I heard it, last week one feller says to t'other feller, says, I read in the papers where President Truman is going to wake. Is that so, says t'other feller. Well, I hope he had a nice nap.
Where's my little anthrax camera anyway? I gotta get downtown and take some prize pictures, Molly. You want to look in the hall closet for it? Might be in the hall closet.
I tell you, I'll look upstairs first, dearie. Oh. You can look in the closet while I'm gone because I don't want to.
Well, never mind. I'll just sit here while you hunt for it, Tootsie. Ah, there goes a good kid. And smart as a whip. She knows that camera's in that hall. I'm scared to open it. And she knows that I know it's there, too. But she don't know that I know that she knows it. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh. Hi, Teeny.
Hi.
Come in, sis.
What you doing, mister? What you doing? Who watch you?
I'm getting ready to go downtown, Teeny. Going to roam around downtown and take a few candid camera pictures for prizes.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
I had a camera once, mister.
You did?
I took it to school and I made $4 with that little camera, betcha.
How? Taking pictures?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I had it at school, and after school, I was in the cloakroom, and I heard a funny squishy noise, and I took my camera, and I took a picture of our teacher kissing the principal.
Wow. What happened?
Well, the principal was just wonderful about it.
Yeah?
And he said he'd like to have that little camera, and he gave me $4 and an A in arithmetic for it.
Well, I always say, if you know the principal, you can usually figure the interest.
You know something?
Hmm?
I bet they were awful disappointed when they found out my little camera didn't have any film in it. What kind of a camera you got, mister? Hmm?
It's an imported camera, sis. German Anthrax F-36 with a pure glass lens. It's a high-speed camera, so you can carry it in your car.
Gee, can I see it, mister? I love little cameras. Can I see it? May I, please?
Well, I'm not quite sure where it is, sis. I think it's in the hall closet there, but I haven't wanted to open. That is, well, for one reason or another, we...
Oh, well, I'll look for it, mister.
Oh, well, now, well, okay, sis, if you insist, but stand well back when you open it. That hall closet's been closed ever since... It... What about that? Camera. You know, kiddo, I think this camera work could get to be a real hobby with me.
Really?
The main thing is you got to be alert. Eyes open. Jerry at the rat hole. Ready to take a picture of anything that happens to... What's that?
Heavenly days, a runaway horse in this day and age.
Hey, it must have busted loose from a delivery wagon.
Will you look? He ran right into the window of the Bon Ton.
Yeah, if I'd have had any film in this camera, I'd have sure took a picture of that, you know.
Well, we better step into Kramer's here and get some. Come on.
Here's the camera counter over here. Hi, bud. You handle film?
No, sir, we don't.
Huh?
It leaves fingerprints on the emulsion and can result in very bad pictures. Frankly, we do not recommend handling film that we...
Pardon me, sir. He didn't mean handle it in that sense. He meant, do you sell film? Well, we need it immediately.
Yeah. It's for the Gazette contest. I'm mentored.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Mentor? I'm Mr. McIntyre, and this, I presume, is Mrs. Mentored?
No, I'm Mrs. McGee.
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. McGee. But this gentleman was ahead of you. Hmm? Now then, what can I do for you, Dad?
I need some film for this camera. A lot of film.
Box?
No, but I'll wrestle you for it. What kind of film is that?
You going to take color pictures, sir?
Yes, two colors, black and white.
If you'll permit me to make a suggestion, Mr. Mentored...
I ain't Mr. Mentored. I'm Mr. McGee.
You are? Well, this is a coincidence. You two people ought to know each other. Both have the same name. Mrs. McGee, may I present Mr. McGee?
How do you do, I'm sure... Wait a minute. I already know him. He's my husband. And can't we stop this persiflage?
The lady is speaking to you, Percy.
Excuse
Excuse me, Ella. Dad, rat it, I ain't Percy. Now, look, this is a simple proposition. Let's try it once more, may we?
The fellow is addressing you, may we?
Sorry, I wasn't... Now, listen, my name isn't may we, or Mary.
Doggone it, we want some filth.
Oh, heavenly days, what was that?
Just a stray bullet, Mrs. Mantard. They're holding up the bank across the street. Shall we all squat down on the floor here and talk this over? We may be able to come up with...
You know, it's too bad you didn't get your camera loaded in time to take pictures of that bank robbery, McGee.
Oh, that ain't news. That joint gets held up every couple of years. And speaking of the bank, look across the street.
Where? What? Who?
Crossing the street. It's old McDonald, the president of the Third National Bank's wife.
For goodness sakes. Look at the tilt of the nose.
Yeah.
She holds it so high in the air, it's a wonder she doesn't walk right into... Say, where'd she go?
She just walked into an open manhole. Dropped out of sight like a Republican candidate for vice president. No, I'd go help her out, but I gotta watch out for some human interest stuff.
You know what I think you ought to do is get some pictures of some really well-known personalities around town. For instance, why don't you shoot Mr. Wilcox?
I've often thought of that. Oh, you mean with the camera?
Yes.
You mean with the camera?
Yes, because here he comes. Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, hi, Junior.
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal. Hey, what are you doing with the lunchbox? Going on a picnic?
Oh, that isn't a lunchbox, Mr. Wilcox. That's his little camera.
An imported camera, Junior. German Anthrax F-36 double shutter and a pure glass lens. I'm out taking human interest stuff for the Gazette.
Human interest stuff?
Yep.
Oh, well, what you ought to do, pal, is take some baby pictures.
His camera always takes baby pictures, Mr. Wilcox. Real little bitty ones, about this big with no head.
No, Molly. I meant pictures of babies. Oh. Nothing's quite so fascinating as a picture of a healthy, happy, chubby, well-fed baby. The kind of babies that are raised on pet evaporated milk.
Yeah, but what that got to do...
And pet milk is not only a wonderful food for babies, but it also helps older youngsters to build strong bones and sound healthy teeth.
Speaking of teeth, Mr. Wilcox, McGee always says photography is something he can really get his into.
My teeth, Junior.
Yeah. But you see, after their bottle feeding days are over, growing children still need the bodybuilding, health-protecting substances that pet milk provides in such easily digestible form. Pet milk, of course, is sweet country milk evaporated to double richness.
Speaking of double, Mr. Wilcox, that's how most of McGee's exposures turn out with his camera. He always...
And, of course, one reason pet milk is such a favorite form of milk for growing children is because it's fortified with pure crystalline vitamin D.
Speaking of D, Junior, that's how I know photography, boy, from A to D. I'm one of the slickest...
Another reason is because pet milk is sterilized in its own sealed can, making it as completely safe as if no germ of disease existed in the world. That's why the picture of a family with the kind of babies and growing children that are raised on pet milk is such a wonderful thing.
Hey,
make
hey,
a great picture.
Look.
It would.
Look. Milky.
Yes.
Himself here wants to take some pictures, Mr. Wilcox, and the longer he stands here...
Oh, hey. I just thought of something.
Yeah?
I had an inside tip that Queen Elizabeth of England was landing here this afternoon incognito to visit some old friends.
Yeah?
Want to ride out to the airport with me?
Thanks, Junior. I got to stick around town and find something to take pictures of. After all, I'm entered in a contest, you know. I want to get some...
Oh, yes. Well, I wouldn't want to interfere with that.
No.
So long, Molly. Bye, pal.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilcox.
So long. Come on, Molly. My gosh, with the time I wasted here, I could have took a dozen snapshots.
Say, why do they call them snapshots, dearie? The shots you take are no snap because you always... Oh, look, there's Ole from the Elks Club. Hello, Ole.
Oh, hi, Ole.
Hello, McGee. Hello, Mrs. Hey, what you doing with Canada's camera, McGee? Took a snoop shot?
Well, he He's going to as soon as he sees something interesting, Ole.
Using my little imported camera, Ole, German anthrax with the F-36 shutter and pure glass lens. I'm in the Gazette contest, you know.
Well, good luck, McGee. I hope you win a Gazette.
No, Ole, the Gazette is putting on the contest. Wistful Vista Gazette. First prize is $25.
Oh, that's a very good prize, missus. My missus, she always getting into contests.
Oh?
Last winter, she won first prize for saying why I like Dr. Smoozer's dental work in 25 words or less.
Oh?
First prize was a full set of false teeth.
Make her happy, Ole?
No, she suffered like everything, having all her teeth pulled so she could wear the prize.
Heavenly days, that wasn't a very fitting reward.
They sure don't, missus. Every time my missus say how much wood would a woodchuck shuck, it sounds like empty freight train going over a switch.
Lucky for her that woodchucks chucking wood don't come up very often in a normal conversation. Well, I got to get some pictures, Ole. I ain't going to set the world on fire standing around here.
Hey,
so...
Bagelly, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm on my way to the firehouse. Oh. Elk's Club is on fire, and I got to report it. So long, McGee.
Hey, if the Elks Club's afire, Molly, maybe I ought to go down there, huh?
Well, at last. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, if that place is afire, I got to get my personal pool cue out of there. That's a special pool cue, and I'd hate for my special pool cue.
McGee! Look!
Hey, a parade. They're seeing a bunch of soldiers off to the station. Look at all the gals kissing them goodbye.
Yes.
I got it, kiddo. Right under my arm here. Hey, look at them drum majorettes tossing their baton.
McGee, a picture.
Ah, picture, ain't it, though? Never seen anything like it.
Well, so long, fellas. Good luck.
Get lost.
Did you get anything, McGee?
Yeah, a lump in my throat. Well, come on, let's walk down 14th Street and see if anything's happening. I got it. Doggone it, Molly, I'm getting discouraged. Every picture I could have got, I forgot to take, and now nothing has happened.
Well, now, don't you worry about it. Maybe something will happen yet. Let's walk back to where we left the car.
I can't understand this, because I've always been pretty artistic. You know, like the time I had that job drawing maps back in Peoria for old man Mapes.
I never knew you drew maps, McGee.
You mean I never told you about the money I made making maps for Matt Mapes? The master map maker?
You never did.
Well, step into this doorway, baby, and I'll tell you. You see, Matt Mapes was the master map maker, made all kinds of maps. From miniature maps that snap on your cap to mammoth maps you strap on your lap.
Oh?
It was such a snap for me to make a map that I could take a nap and make a nap at the same time. In fact, I done most of my mapping while napping.
Oh.
Between naps, I sung straps on the long maps and snap snaps on the small naps and wrapped all the maps with the straps and the snaps and between snapping snaps and stringing the straps and napping my naps and wrapping the maps, I threw the whole joint right into bankruptcy.
I've always claimed, McGee, that with your lack of any other kind of talent, here comes Dr. Gamble.
Hello, Molly. Hello, Gravelhead.
Hi, Broad Haunch. I heard somebody talking about you today.
You did? Who?
I don't know who they were, but one of them said I got to go to a doctor, and the other one said which doctor, and the minute he says which doctor, I knew he meant you.
Thank you. Say, what kind of a camera is that? Looks like you'd made it in manual training. Blindfolded.
You know what this is? This is a genuine German anthrax with a F-36 shutter and a pure glass lens. Pictures from these cameras are hanging in saloons all over the world.
Salons, dearie.
No, I think he meant saloons. He does if all the owners of those cameras have his artistic integrity.
You should have read the folder that come with it, Doc, when I won it on the Elks punch board. It says in German, which I had Ole translate for me, that this camera is the greatest camera ever made.
Even in German, you believe that, Dummkopf?
Why not, Schweinhund?
Well, he had to believe it, Doctor. It was in print, and anything that's printed, you see.
That's it.
Hey, Doc Gamble, come here quick, emergency.
That cab driver's calling you, Doc.
Yeah, it must be something serious, Doc. He shut the meter off.
Hello, Charlie, what's wrong?
Look in the back seat, Doc. Get in there and take care of the mother.
Heavenly days. Look, McGee, babies, quintuplets.
Why, more than that, there's five of them. Get in, Doc, get in.
When did this happen, Charlie?
5 minutes ago, Doc. What'll I do?
Well,
take us to the animal shelter. This is a fine Airedale and should have good care. All right, girl, you're in good hands.
Now, wasn't that a pretty picture, McGee, a mother and five little babies?
Yeah, it's certain. Picture? Hey, why didn't I take a picture of that? Now the dogs are gone. Doggone. I guess I'm just no good. I'm strictly a no-talent guy. All day long, I've been missing good pictures. I give up. Let's go home. I'm a dope. I'm a mug. I'm a dunce. I'm a son of a gun if there ain't a cop putting a parking ticket on our car.
Well, now, that's ridiculous. We've only overparked an hour or so by that fire plug.
This is a little more than I can take, Tootsie. Here, hold the camera. I may have to poke this guy in the snout.
Now, McGee, don't you...
Hey, hold the camera. Careful with it. It's a genuine German anthrax with a F-36.
Now, yes, I know,
okay,
but...
Okay, you big flatfoot. Get your dirty foot off of my running board or I'm going to poke you right in the nose. By George, if you think you're going to give me a ticket...
How's your nose this morning, dearie?
Okay, I guess. Still swole, sub. Anything about it, the morning's paper?
Yes, quite a story and a picture of you and the policeman fighting. You see it?
Me and the cop, huh? Let me see it. Oh, my gosh, look. Prize-winning photo by Bolly McGee, huh? This is McGee, local camera enthusiast of 79 Wistful Vista, wins first prize of $25 at the Gazette's Human Interest Photo Contest. This is McGee, says she uses a German anthrax camera with an F-36 shutter and a pure glass lens.
Was a very good picture of you in the paper. I'm going to get a lot of copies and send them to relatives. You know, like Aunt Sarah, Uncle Dennis.
Hey, I got a postcard from Uncle Dennis this morning from Toledo. Sent you his love.
Oh, how nice. How is Uncle Dennis?
Fine. Says he's double-jointed now.
Double-jointed?
Yeah, he owns two saloons.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Bright. Buenos.
Send them to relatives, you know, like Aunt Sarah, Uncle Dennis.
Hey, I got a postcard from Uncle Dennis this morning from Toledo. Sent you his love.
Oh, how nice. How is Uncle Dennis?
Fine. Says he's double-jointed now.
Double-jointed?
Yeah, he owns two saloons.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Right. Buenos.